Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And we are severely hungover.
Severely hungover. Like,
I woke up to Shy screaming at me to get the F up. And, okay, well, first
because I'm the only one responsible, obviously.
Really? Why did we have to get up? Exactly. So anyway, she's not going to tell you all that.
No, I mean, I drove to the, because we went to a Christmas gala yesterday.
We went to a Christmas gala yesterday that like a lot of people we know in LA were at, a bunch of friends, blah, blah, blah. And what's it called? Oh yeah, Shy drove to the restaurant before. So then obviously she had to leave her car overnight because we were drinking. So yeah, she had to get her car in the morning. So I had to suffer. And I woke
at 9 o'clock. I woke up like, come on, time to get up, because I already called the Uber.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I didn't expect so much, like, let's try to cancel. Let's do
it. I did not say cancel.
Yes.
I said, let's push it back.
We already canceled the first one because we were supposed to film on Sunday. And now we're filming today, which is a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We already had pushed it back one time. So I'm like, no, this is what people do. They go get drunk and then they wake up and do their job. You know what I'm saying?
I was fine with doing my job. I just needed
at 11 o'clock?
I needed a couple extra hours. I could have woke up at 10:30 and then came to the studio and been fine, but you wanted to wake up at 7 a.m. to go get your car.
That's not true. It was 9:30.
Whatever.
One hour difference. And look, this is how we dressed.
Yeah, and I woke up with no clothes on in Shai's bed. Lesbian. I had fun last night, though. You didn't have fun for real?
No, I had a good time.
Oh, because you
no, I had
you fun.
No, one. I no, it was.
Shai got so drunk, she threw up.
I threw up. I was like, at night, you were trying to stay, and I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. I was like, you can stay, by all means, you can stay. But I was like, I need to go.
I was just drunk talking, miss.
Yeah, no, I was like, I need to go because I know one more shot, one more. I was feeling myself. Yeah. I was like, I might start leaning and I might fall and I cannot embarrass myself in front of damn near half of LA.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to go. So I left, and as soon as I got home,
yak.
I threw up so much. It was like the phlegm.
Yeah. Our friend was nice. Our friend walked us to our car, blah, blah, blah. I think that was.
I don't even remember that. That's the problem about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Our homeboy walked us to the car and made sure that we got in the car safe, which I was like, that's nice because we were tore down.
No, yeah. I remember being like, everybody, like Joanna was like, and everybody was just like, no, y'all just stay. And I remember looking back at everybody. And I was like, I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm about to go. You can do what you want.
Everybody went out after to like an after thing. And it was just like, nah, we weren't going to make it.
Yeah, no.
It was not crazy. But I had fun. Honestly, I never have fun in LA going out, but I made sure. I was like, I don't care. Like, that's the thing about LA. People will not dance. People will not turn up. People just want to sit there and act, I'm good. I'm so cool. I'm classy. Yeah. But then once them drinks started hitting, okay, everybody started dancing a little bit.
I had fun because I'm seeing everybody, like even Shannon and Brittany. Because
everybody's not always in the same place.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
It was like everybody.
It was everybody. It was fun. So. It was cute. And then seeing a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time, I was just like, okay, the girls are outside.
Right. So it was actually.
So I enjoyed that version of it, for sure.
It was supposed to be like hella classy, but then we found out what the venue was.
Yeah.
It was at freaking Hollywood Hookah. And I don't know if y'all are from LA, well, most of y'all aren't, but it's like this freaking hookah bar that like we pretty much grew up going to, like in our early 20s. So when we found out it was there, we were like, well, we're not about to wear a ball gown.
Yeah, because I wanted to wear, like, that's the only reason why I wanted to go out, because I'm like, I want to wear a nice like evening,
some
like
people
a,
were
a ball
though.
Gown.
Some people did.
No, they did. They were dressed to the nines there, which is still cute because
it's cute.
It was
it's
decorated
like
nice, but
do.
Just hearing Hollywood Hookah, you'd be like, I'm about to wear some jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were dressed up actually, and people had on tuxedos. So it
I
was
mean,
still
we were
cute.
Still dressed up. We weren't just like how we were planning to do it. We wanted to like wear the gowns.
And again, I literally wanted to get a picture because I still don't have a picture on my Instagram.
We have
with
pictures
this haircut.
Of I'm gonna post the picture of the picture that we took. You know the
okay, yeah.
That's like the only picture we have. It was a photo booth picture, so that was cute. So you guys can at least see how we like we're looking. But so how has your week been though? Y'all keep in mind this is New Year's Eve. We are not going out for New Year's Eve. We did our whole partying last night. Y'all are gonna watch this on New Year's Day. So happy New Year's to y'all.
Happy New Year's. I hope we're all bringing it in very positive, very vibrant, very inspirational.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honestly excited for the new year. And like Shy, just when we were at my house, because we had to stop by my house, Shai showed me how much money we made. I'm not trying to say it like that, but like we're so blessed and so thankful for y'all. We never thought that we would be able to be like where we're at with this. Mm-hmm. Like we knew, but we didn't know it would be like in a year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and like, I was telling her, I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like people really be working like their whole lives and like go to college for hella years to like, to be able to do something mm-hmm. where it's profitable and like
sustainable. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you can like actually live off of it. And we just love you guys. And we just love like the community we've built, and we're excited for the live tour because we are doing the tour in 2025, which is starting in February and it's going into March. So we're going to announce that soon as well. But, yeah, how you feeling for this
blessed
New Year's?
It wasn't I seen that when we deposited money like last Friday, but I just wanted to show you the day before New Year's, because it's just like a rewarding such a rewarding feeling.
I was like, wow, yeah, like,
we did our big one this year.
Yeah. Oh, should we go over? Okay. So also something that we want to do with you guys is we want to go over what our New Year's resolutions were last year and what they are this year.
Yeah. Cause so I'm like, I feel like I didn't have a very active week at all. By no means. I did nothing. Like I can say I did absolutely nothing. I'm in that gray period right now where it's like after Christmas and into the new year where I just lounge around. So it's like, can't really talk about my week.
Before we continue the episode, we want to take a second to talk about our sponsor, Nutrafol. You should love your hair, but that can be hard to do if you're dealing with shedding or thinning. Luckily, Nutrafol is here to help.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1 million people. See thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. Everyone's root cause of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. I've been taking Nutrafol for a while. Ever since I cut my hair, I am on this hair journey, and I have noticed my hair has been thicker, stronger, fuller, and it honestly has been more shiny. So I'm excited to see this journey and go along with Nutrafol.
While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficiency. Physician formulated with 100% drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support visibly thicker, stronger hair from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, aging, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve throughout a woman's life. Start your hair growth journey with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BehindTheLikes. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code behind the likes. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code behind the likes.
Hold on. The tablecloth's total. That's it.
See, look, she's handling business right now with the live show.
About the live show in New York that is coming up. Well, we don't have the date yet, but it is coming up. But anyways, I feel like let's start off on a positive note. I want to start off on a positive note, and I want to talk about our New Year's resolutions. And I want to get into that because I have some messy ass tea today that I am going to spill. So let's just start positive. Let's start off with our New Year's resolutions and whatnot, shall we?
So if you've seen in the notes, I put I watched our video from last year, the New Year's resolutions video, New Year, New Us, from a year ago.
Yeah.
And I put all of our old resolutions in there, and I was wondering if we had, like, stuck to those for the new year, at least, you know.
So what were your New Year's resolutions last year?
Mine were, and honestly, listening back to this, it made me sad.
Why?
Because I've literally barely done any of them.
Tell them.
I'm about to. Oh. So one was, so I'm going to just read them all out. One was, the first one was journaling. The second one was be more disciplined, work out 3 times a week, make my bed every day. The third one was be more into self-care. The fourth one was deeper into faith and Christianity and going to church and praying every single day. And the fifth one was establishing boundaries more. And I read that and I listened to it and I was just like,
Damn, I did nothing.
Damn, I did none of that. Honestly, no. What I will say is that
I feel like you watch church.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I will say I watch church more. I do watch church. I went to church more in 2024 than I did in 2023. I don't think I went to church I think I went to church only like once in 2023. Mm-hmm. I downloaded the Bible app in 2024 and I got a verse of the day every single day. So I did that. I have not journaled one bit at all. Ain't wrote a log in a page at all. I didn't write nothing. Being more disciplined, I had a trainer for like 2 or 3 months, and I tried to do that, but like I'm really going to be active about it. One thing I will say that I have done majority of the year that I am proud of, I have made my bed every single day.
Make your bed.
Bed all the time now. So like, I think that's a good habit that I've built up, and it is something I'm just like a little proud of throughout the day, you know, and I'm like, and it helps me not lay in bed. Mm-hmm. And establishing boundaries more. I've established them more so within the past like few months than I have this whole year. I've been saying no. So I kind of have been, but like this year is about to really be, my main thing is like do all of those things and be more active with that. And the self-care, I have not done at all either. Like, I mean, I still take care of myself, but.
I mean, your skin is clear.
Because of them pills every day. That's one thing I will do. But I don't have like a regimen still. Like, mm-hmm. you know how those like aesthetically clean girls, right. they're aesthetic and like they just wake up and they go about, they have a routine. Like, yeah. I want to have a routine. Even if I'm not doing anything for the day, I still want to wake up and have a routine. I want to go to sleep and have a routine. So that's the biggest thing. And I wrote down, like all of those are my 2024. And now like my biggest thing for 2025 is... Let me see. I said to be more intentional. For 2025, I want to be more intentional, and that includes everything. Mm-hmm. Like about the people I hang with, the places I go, my relationships, my career, the next step for me in my life. I want to just be intentional with every single decision and every single move that I make. So I feel like for 2025, that's my word. That's my vibe. I just want to be intentional.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. If I don't want to go out, if it serves me no purpose, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be at home for 2 months before I go somewhere that just serves me absolutely no purpose. I just want to be intentional mm-hmm. with everything, the people I surround myself with, even with the podcast and the platform that we have. I want to be intentional. I want to speak more positivity into everything that we do. So, yeah, that's my thing for 2025. It's to just fully be intentional.
Period. And that's your main goal.
That's my main goal. And besides to like really fully step into all of my 2024 goals and like take them seriously, my main one is
I feel like you got a lot of your 2024 ones down. Like you started off by saying I didn't do anything, but like, okay, you didn't journal, but you did. You were more disciplined. You did have a trainer. You did get deeper into your faith and your Christianity. Even if it was a little step, it doesn't matter. Any little step is towards the goal. It's a good thing. And then, you know, establishing just boundaries. You've definitely established more boundaries. And
have I?
I mean, no. You're working at it. You're definitely working at it. I will definitely say that you're working at it.
I'd be saying no to my friends now, and y'all be like,
"Oh, you don't say no to me, baby."
I will. 2025. I'm about to start, baby girl. Get ready for it.
I mean, this is my year to be for hella stuff. I don't. Okay, some of your friends do be ODing, like ask you to like do hella stuff. I don't feel like I do as much, but that's because we have to do everything together, anyways.
Yeah.
But okay, so my last year's 2024 resolutions were cut back on drinking, start doing more things alone, stop canceling appointments. I wanted to be more productive. I wanted to stop making excuses, and I wanted to stop dwelling on the past. Okay, so for the cutting back on drinking, I know I'm hungover right now. But I feel like I have cut back on the drinking. Mm-hmm. Do you think I've cut back on the drinking? I OD'd in 2023, bro.
No, yeah, you've cut back in a sense of like not drinking at home consistently, but
yeah, like I don't drink wine at home. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, you have cut back. I'll give you that.
And I used to like really overdo it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of had like an alcoholic year, but no. So I definitely cut back on drinking. Start doing more things alone. I actually have started doing more things alone. Like,
when you're in New York.
Yes, like I have, like I will go out to eat sometimes by myself. Like just what you said. When I was in New York, I was like, I'm not about to sit in this room. I'm about to go eat by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm about to go shopping by myself. Like, that's not things that I would normally do, just because I am not comfortable. Especially like even in New York, one of the reasons why I'm not comfortable is because people do know who I am, and it just makes me anxious.
Popular.
Not even trying to say it like that, but like even in New York, like when people were saying stuff to me, I was like starting to get a little anxious, but mm-hmm. I was like, you know, it's fine. Like, whatever. I'm still going to go to the next place and like keep moving along. It just gives me anxiety, low key. Mm-hmm. But stop canceling appointments. I have gotten better at that low-key too. Yeah. Because I used to really cancel pretty much everything. Like, mm-hmm. I would not do...
Like she tried to do today?
No, I wasn't trying to cancel, y'all. I was just trying to push it back. But, and then being more productive... I guess I am more productive because of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever, I will say that. And then dwelling on the past, I feel like I don't dwell on the past as much. Like, I feel like I am pretty healed with some of the things that, like, have...
What you were talking about in that time frame? Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I definitely, like, was still, like, healing from, like, a lot of past, like, trauma relationship mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm definitely over that. So, yeah. I'm proud of myself. But, for my new year...
You did pretty good.
Yeah. So, this... I wrote down for my New Year's resolutions for this year... I want to decenter relationships and focus on the relationship that I have with myself. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is just like, since I've gotten single, like I have been dating and it's just like, it's just too much. Like, yeah. It's just too freaking much. Like, okay, I can date whatever, but I don't know. I just think I'm at the point. I think just because of what happened, like, just recently, mm-hmm. and I had literally wrote that down after what happened this week, I was just like, bro, like, I'm just tired of dating. Like, if it's not going to happen right now, it's just not going to happen right now. Yeah. And, like, I really want to put my all into the podcast and, mm-hmm. like, into the live shows and, like, yeah. do all that. And I do want to work out and, like, I do mm-hmm. want to be back in the gym. This year, I did get in the gym for, like, a couple months and, like, really.
You were at it.
Yeah, I was, like, really going at it. And I loved everything about it. And I did fall off because I was traveling. But I do want to get back into that. I low-key want to, I think I want to buy my first house this year. I want to buy my first house probably at the end of the year. But that also ties into, like, being more responsible with my finances and, like, mm-hmm. just really thinking about what I'm doing, what I'm spending, instead of just being like, oh, I got money, I can do it.
Yeah.
I want to really be like, no, like, I want to buy a house at the end of the year. Like, I don't need to be doing mm-hmm. this. I don't need to be doing that, whatever. And the last thing is I want to freeze my eggs for, like, children.
Mm-hmm.
And I that's part of, like, decentering relationships because I was like, I'm 31, I'm about to be 32 in April, and, like, if I'm going to decenter relationships, obviously, I need to go freeze my damn eggs because I don't want to be stressed out about, oh, I need to hurry up and have a baby.
Be pregnant.
Like,
yeah.
You know, so those are my
goals. I love those. I definitely, yeah. I love all of them. I love the first one for sure.
Yeah.
To be more focused on you. And it's just like, it was self-explanatory for sure.
Yeah.
And the housing thing.
Yeah, so I just want to be more mature. I just want to be more grown.
Yeah,
you know?
And me too. I think it's time.
It's time. And, like, I really need to put my money into something. Like, I need mm-hmm. to buy a fucking house. Like, it's yeah. like, come on now, bro. Like, you got to grow up.
The reality of that, I'm not saying that's not feasible at all for you at any means, but I was talking about this with my aunt.
Oh, because it's hella hard.
Literally 2 days ago, I was like, yeah. the reality of getting a house, and my aunt and my cousin, I was like, it is just so hard in L.A.
It is.
It's like, L.A. is a dual income state.
Yep.
You know, so it's really hard to obtain that type of,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
that
I don't
reality.
Want like a mansion or anything.
No, like, I know, house. And I'm not even saying it for that. I'm just saying it for, like, I think about the same thing all the time. Yeah. Like, I literally had on the vision board, I have, like, sold and a house and, yes. like, a little key.
Our
right
taxes
there.
Are crazy.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's just very hard in LA. And that's why literally my cousin's moving to Oregon. And I'm like, Oregon's crazy, but.
Yeah, but I'd be like, damn, I mean,
like, where can
Texas
we,
ain't sounding too bad.
Like,
baby.
You know, it ain't sounding too bad for a house right. to get some land. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but then it's like, we won't live in LA.
Like, I don't want to go all the way back to the South, but everybody's moving to Texas. But
yeah,
I love those. I think those are obtainable, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And honestly, I think that, like, you know, writing them down, bringing them to fruition is a good thing. Like, I'm yeah. very adamant about mine and how I want to move forward.
Yeah.
And, like, when I say intention, it goes towards everything, like even fitness, health, yeah. Yeah. wellness.
Yeah, definitely health. With yeah. that cholesterol.
Okay. Well,
y'all, ever since I learned about her damn cholesterol,
I wish I would have never told her about my damn cholesterol. I can't do nothing.
I'll be bringing it up every day. But, yeah, so how was your week, though?
I already said, I was like, my week was nothing. Like, I'm in that, like, oh, yeah. like how some people have that gray period. I literally have nothing to talk. Like, I have literally from the last
to now,
it has been nothing.
Well, I mean,
I went to go visit my aunt. And
did we talk about Christmas?
Yeah, because we filmed after Christmas, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot. Mm-hmm.
So we filmed Thursday. And so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The only thing we did that was, like, of some interest. Oh, I had a vision board party.
Yeah, she had a vision board. Oh, she canceled. Made gumbo. It was good.
Oh, yeah, and I made gumbo. Oh, yeah, and it was good. So I had a vision yeah. board party. Oh, and I said another thing in 2025. I'm about to start caring more. Because people just like to cancel on me. Because they know I don't care.
Yeah, so it'd be like perfect.
It'd be like,
I literally was like, I'm not coming. And I was like, damn, I know she's going to be mad. And she was like, okay. I was like, oh, I forgot she
was. I was a little annoyed with you because I was like, we have to film Patreon content.
Yeah, I know.
And this is our second time like doing that with Patreon content. So
I was just so drained. Like, I had just traveled. I was like, bro, like, I need to just.
But it'd be like, I get it.
But what was I going to say? So my week was crazy and I am no longer dating anybody. I had the craziest experience. Mm-hmm. I'm telling the story.
Okay.
You think I shouldn't? Why do you think I shouldn't?
You should if you want to.
So we had, remember we had gotten to that freaking argument because I called him baby girl. Mm-hmm. And I took my accountability. I apologized, blah, 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 whatever. But I knew something in my gut was tingling that he was a baby girl. And he was how I thought he was. And I knew it. I could just pick up on y'all. I have the best discernment. So let me just set the scene for y'all. So what was I first mad at? Oh, okay. Here, this is the first thing I was mad at. Keep in mind, I had asked him if he got me a Christmas present, right? And he was like, yeah, I got you a Christmas present. I was like, am I going to like it? Am I going to love it? Like, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, you're going to love it. Like, blah, 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 all this shit. So I'm thinking, okay, he probably got me like a little bag or something. You know, not nothing crazy because we still knew.
Not nothing crazy. It's crazy.
But just like a small bag. Like, he knows what type of stuff to buy. Like, he's not like some like unfashionable, like he knows what's cute and what's not cute. So I get this Christmas present, y'all. It is a basket with a Valentine's Day pillow, lotion, and four $100 gift cards to Aloe.
It looked crazy. I'm not gonna lie to
you. I'm gonna put a picture in. So this was the Christmas present. So I was so flipping confused. Not only was I offended that it was four $100 gift cards because it's like, what is this teeny bopper gift?
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is the most thoughtless gift I have ever received in my life. Like for him, as I said, I had set up the little gingerbread decorating station, got us matching Santa hats, like set up a little mini tree. And keep in mind, I did these things because he specifically told me that in his previous relationship, he felt like the girl that he was dating did not treat him how he wanted to be treated.
Like a princess.
And did not, right, like the princess he is. Didn't treat him the way that he wanted to be treated, and she didn't really do anything for him. So I was like, you know, let me show you, like, you know,
how a real bitch
how a real one handle her man. Like, you feel me? Because I am very thoughtful when I date people. Like, I love being thoughtful. So I had did that for him. I got him this $400 cologne, and I didn't give him the cologne yet. Thank God, baby. I'm returning that shit. But so I'm like, wow, like I really like got you a thoughtful gift. Keep in mind, I only got him the cologne because he said he wanted to expand his cologne collection. Nice. Like, you know, so listening, I'm over here listening, being thoughtful, and then you give me this janky ass gift.
The box looked like a PR box, you guys. I'm not even lying. Like a PR box with a
they gonna see it
with a with a pillow that Orion had already played with and then put in the
box. Had a hole in it. It had a hole in it.
Looked like he told his assistant to be like, just throw some shit in there.
Right. Literally. I genuinely felt disrespected. I literally cried. I sent a picture of me crying to Shy. I was like, this is crazy. Like, it's so careless. Like, I just don't even understand. Like, I wouldn't even give that gift to my niece.
Yeah.
I would not even give that to a 16-year-old girl. Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So
she's 16.
No, I'm just saying I wouldn't give it to a 16-year-old girl. So she's
hurt
mine.
She's hurt my head.
But so I get this gift, right? And I'm like, you know, I don't want to seem ungrateful. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, you know, it's hard to tell somebody like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
Like, you get what I mean? Like, obviously. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just say thank you. Mm-hmm. And he told me that there was another gift coming.
Yeah.
So, which I found out, y'all. I found out last night from his friend. It was a scented candle.
I was like, what was it? Where is it from? Diptyque, at least?
Right. Like, I'm like, you thought that this and a scented candle? Do you?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know anything about me because if you knew anything about me, do I have a million scented candles in my house? Like, I don't need a fucking scented candle. Like, literally.
And look, like I said yesterday, I was just like, if you know I'm materialistic, why would you not come with materials?
Literally. It's like, if you see that I buy all of these things for myself, what the do you think that I'm going to do with a scented candle and four $100 gift cards to Aloe, which I've never shopped at no damn Aloe?
And I don't understand why it was for $100 and not just like $400 or $500 gift card. Like, it was just like $400? He was laying around his house, and he was like, just throw that in the box too.
That's literally what it felt like. So I was like, obviously, like, hella offended, but I was like, let me just say thank you. So I was like, thank you, I got your gift, blah blah blah. So, but keep in mind, I was fuming. Yeah. And I was supposed to go see him the next day. And I'm like, I don't even want to go see you. Like, you get what I mean? Like, you don't deserve my fucking time. If you're going to be treating me like some that is something you give to some random freaking person. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I've been overly spoiled in my previous relationships. Like, I don't know what it is, but like, to me, for my standard, that's not okay. And that's disrespectful. And okay, if it was something that like cost $400 and it was thoughtful, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, you know, that's a thoughtful gift, like whatever. Yeah. But it wasn't even thoughtful.
The only leeway I was trying to see his perspective from the gift box to me, I would have been upset too.
It was a felt basket. I have sensory issues. Everybody knows that. I'm just saying, seriously.
But the only leeway I was giving him was like, y'all haven't been talking long. Yeah. And so he, like, to me, it's like, I was like, what is a gift that's in the middle for someone that hasn't been talking for a really long time? Like, yeah. And I said, I was like, what is that? What would that be? Mm-hmm. What would you be comfortable with getting besides that? Like, would you, like, instead of like, okay, instead of like a bag, you would, like, instead of expecting a bag, what would you expect for a 2 month? Like, if you are just freshly starting
that's
out.
That's what I would expect.
Okay.
That is what I would expect. I'm fucking. We're having sex. He wants to be exclusive. Yeah. He doesn't want me to talk to nobody else. Mm-hmm. Like, he literally was like, I don't want us to talk to nobody else. Like, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm not only talking to you if you're giving me $100 gift cards for fucking Christmas. Because I got Tom, Dick, and Harry over here trying to blow a damn bag. Like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of bitch do you think I am? Like, in the humblest way possible. That's hella disrespectful. So that's not okay to me. And like, no, that's just not okay. Like, I mean, he could have did anything. Catch a bill around this bitch. He could have been like, oh, like, I'll pay for this month, or just something. Mm-hmm. Like, be Santa Claus. You want to be my man? Then yeah, show up as my man. First, it's our first Christmas of us dating. And like, even if it's still new, if you see that this could go to a place of longevity, obviously you do. If you want us to be exclusive, we talk 24 goddamn 7.
Yeah.
Then you need to show up and show out. Like, period. And just period. And like, I talked to his homegirl, and his homegirl was like, he's just like the type that like, he'll spend money on his girl, like, you know, like later down the line, like probably like 6 months, 7 months. Keep your damn money. I'm not playing those fucking games with nobody. I don't like that shit. I don't like when like, guys be like, oh, I just got to see you. She's only with me for my money. I have money. Mm-hmm. I have money myself. I don't need to be with anybody for money. It is the thought. It is the effort. It is showing that you actually give a fuck. You get what I mean? So I was pissed off about the damn gift, but I was like, I'm still going to say thank you. I'm still going to act thankful. And I'm going to probably just bring it up to him later down the line and just be like, you know, my feelings are hurt because I felt like it wasn't thoughtful. And, like, I still was, like, I'm not going to, like, you know, make it a huge thing.
I was thinking it was probably a prop gift just to, like, be nice.
I thought it was a prop gift, too.
And then see if something else comes. The 2 month time frame, I would have wanted, like, because you know what I want. I would have wanted, like, a little nice designer, like, wallet or something.
Exactly. Even that would have been cool.
A new club wallet. Like,
exactly. Exactly.
You know, I would have wanted something like that. It's not too big. It's not too much. It's not a purse. But it's something in between, you know?
Yeah. It's something, like, a little bit of luxury. Like,
because my little Walmart wallet ain't cutting it no more.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, even that, I kind of, you know, I would have still been thankful for that. Yeah. I would have been like, oh, like, that's sweet. Thank like, you, it's yeah. a little Just bit
something.
Of effort.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, something in the middle. You could find a fine balance, you know?
Like, come on now, bro. We spend more than $400 at dinner, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, it just was like, what the fuck? Shit is crazy as hell. So anyways, I did have an attitude about the thing, but then he had like went out, and like for 2 days he had went out, and he like wasn't really communicating with me. And he's hella good at communication. Like, we talk all, like, we will talk 24/7, mm-hmm. literally. And he went out of town and he was partying. So I'm like, why are you going out of town and partying and then like slipping up on the communication, bro? Like, don't do that. Like, you know, still communicate with me. Like, and I'm okay. He didn't have to text me while he was out or anything, but he didn't text me good morning for 2 days in a row. So I'm like, what in the world? Like, okay, now I'm irritated because I done woke up. I'm already irritated about this damn gift. And then you didn't even text me good morning, but you over there posting on Finsta. Yeah. So I'm like, why are you posting on the internet and you haven't texted me good morning? Like, tighten the
No, but before that, when she called, when she said, she sent a text. I just wanted to bring up his reaction to the Christmas gift.
Oh my God, please.
So she was like, I got my present, thank you. And he FaceTimes her and she said he was like, you like it? You like it?
He's like, Merry Christmas. I'm like, I'm furious. This is terrible. I hate this.
And you're like, I love it.
Like, bro, like it's just the most thoughtless shit I've ever freaking received. I was like so mad about it. And I don't want to sound like a brat or anything or like the freaking girl from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but like but like seriously,
I love it.
Like literally, it was like just I was like, what the fuck, bro?
But it's another communication thing. My bad.
So anyway, so he didn't text me for 2 days in a row. Didn't text me good morning. But you over there posting on Finsta like after you done gave me this stupid ass gift. I'm irritated. So
shouldn't they nobody with Finstas moving forward?
I know, right? So I post something on Finsta too. He gonna respond to it laughing. I said, what's funny? Cause I'm like, what is funny? Ain't shit funny.
Bitch, the only thing funny should have been that good morning text.
Right, like what the you saw me post, why didn't you text me good morning?
Yeah.
So anyways, so he calls me and he's like, what's wrong, like why are you mad? And I'm like, keep in mind I'm fuming inside and I know that if I say something in this moment it's gonna come out wrong. Mm-hmm. So I still try to handle my issues with dating in a mature manner. Like, I have really grown to just not snap on people out of nowhere. And part of me doing that is sometimes I have to take a step back and mm-hmm. think about what I need to say and how I want to say it, because I can come off very blunt and very rude. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? I am bothered by a couple things, but I just want to take a minute to think about it because I don't want to have an argument. I'm literally talking like this.
Good communication.
Yes, I'm like, I don't want to have an argument and I don't want to say anything that's offensive because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings that got me a gift. Like, you know, like at the end of the day, like I'm not a malicious person and I would never say to somebody that I mm-hmm. like and care for, what is this? Like, this is some bullshit. You get what mm-hmm. I mean? It's a touchy subject to have to even bring that up.
So it's a gift on top of communication.
Right, for the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. So, bro, he starts getting hella mad. And he's like, "What? Why won't you tell me what's wrong? Why won't you tell me what's wrong? Just tell me what's wrong. Just tell me what's wrong. Like, this is hella childish. Like, blah, blah, blah."
Not respecting the boundary.
Not respecting the boundary. Not respecting what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to not have anything come out the wrong way. I just want to. And I'm like, do you think that I want to talk to you when you're like being mad at me mm-hmm. for feeling a way? Like, why are you mad at me for feeling a way? You think that makes me want to open up and tell you what the fuck
like,
is
how
going?
You mad at me for being mad?
Literally. So I literally said, why are you throwing a tantrum because I feel a way? Like, and I'm just trying to process this shit. So now I'm starting to get mad. And he said, I'm like, okay, let me just think of what I'm going to say. So I just say, I just feel like you've been getting too comfortable. I said, I just feel like you've been getting comfortable. What? How the fuck am I getting comfortable? And da 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 all this, that, and the third. And I'm like, he didn't even stop to ask to
well,
be like,
buddy.
Comfortable with what? What do you mean? Is it because I didn't text you? Like what? Like blah, blah, blah. But really you're getting too comfortable because you over here sending me these bullshit ass gifts and then you're not texting me good morning for 2 days. You're getting comfortable. Like, you need to know what kind of bitch you're fucking with. Like, I'm not 16 years old, bro. I'm a grown ass woman. Yeah. I don't know. I felt disrespected. My feelings were hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, and not even in no bratty way. My feelings were hurt.
No, so you have valid reasons to feel that way.
So I don't know he said who do you think you are? I'm getting too comfortable. I said, what? He's like, you just want me to bow down to you. I said, what are you talking about? I said, all I said was I need a minute to process. And all I said was you're getting too comfortable. Like, you didn't even ask what I mean by that. Like, you're just flashing on me. He's just flashing on
me. Who the F do you think you are was confusing to me. Because I'm like, what is that? Where does that come
I literally
from?
Was like, what the F are you talking about? But what that showed
trying to
me,
minimize you.
Trying to minimize me. And he's hella insecure, bro. Like, that's the other thing about him. Like, he always thinks that somebody is like trying him or testing him or trying to treat him like he ain't ish. And like he said before that he has insecure issues and he has like gone to therapy and all kinds of shit. So of course you think that I'm trying to attack you and you think that I'm trying to like, I don't know, play you or try you because I said you're, what is it?
Getting too comfortable.
You're getting too comfortable. Mm-hmm. How is that me? I don't even know. So anyways, so I spaz on him because I kept trying to talk and he kept cutting me off and that drives me crazy.
Up a wall. Like, it please shut the hell up when I'm talking.
Right. So I lost my absolute shit. I was like, shut the fuck up. Yes. Shut the fuck up. Literally, like, I lost my shit. I swear,
it's so many men in America that have never been told to shut the fuck up, and it's really a problem.
And I had to tell him.
It is a real big problem.
And I had to tell him, and keep in mind, like, he always be saying stuff like, yeah, like, I have a temper, like, I don't want to get mad and blah, blah, blah. Bitch. And I'm like, and here's the thing about me, baby, you have not met crazy yet. I promise you, like, I am a changed, healed woman, but there's a lot of stories that people can tell you about. So I don't even know why he's sitting up there playing with me. Like,
yeah,
you get what I mean? Like, I have tried
just feeling disrespected.
Right. I have tried to heal, bro. Why are you playing with me? Like, I can't date nobody or deal with somebody who's going to take me back to a place that I was when I was at my lowest. Mm. I hate losing my temper because when I people be like, no, when I get mad, like, I black out. Like, people do not understand. Like, I was raised in literal anger 24/7. I grew up arguing every single day. I grew up in violence and anger and hate. I literally always say that. So that shit is triggering for me. Like, I'm not about to sit up here and scream at the top of my lungs and get a headache and do all this extra shit.
Especially not early in the morning either. It's just like, damn, can we start the day at least a little
peaceful? 10 a.m. Bro. So I click the phone on him because I'm like, okay, I'm not
about to do this.
I'm going ballistic.
Yeah.
He texts me and goes, So you're the one over there having the tantrum at your big age of 31. Go make a podcast about that.
And that's what we're doing.
And that's exactly what we're doing, sir. Thank you for the content. Thank you for the content. That's exactly what I'm going to do. You're goddamn right, bitch. Because this is what pays the motherfucking bills. And clearly you don't. But anyways. So
I buy my own Christmas presents. Right.
It gets worse, y'all. It literally gets worse. The story gets worse. So I go in on him. I'm talking like I am throwing the lowest of the lowest blows. Like, I'm like, you big sassy bitch. Like, all kinds of shit. Like, all just going so low. And then he tries to text me and tries to be cool. And here's the other thing that's the problem. The way he texted me, he goes, this is like 30 minutes after the argument. Just make sure you make that flight tomorrow, baby, so we can talk in person and resolve our issues.
Ew.
Like, yuck. Are you f***ing serious right now? Instead of being the man and being mature and saying, hey, this argument has gone too far. Like, I really still want to see you. Let's just talk about everything in person. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I care about you. I'm sorry. You know, I took that the wrong way. You're going to say some dumb shit to me like you got it like that? You don't got it like that because you sent me that dumbass present so you would never have it like that. Like, what the f*** are you talking about?
And the expectation of something else coming along, but it turns up it's a candle.
You think I'm about... Exactly. Like, what? Like, what are you talking... You think I'm about to come see you and you trying to be my man? What, I'm about to come out here and want to bust it open for you?
Mm-hmm.
Hell nah. Like, what are you talking about? Like, go get you a cheapo, bitch, because it ain't me. For real. So... Whatever, we get to going in on each other, and he's talking about just make sure you make that flight, baby, and I'm like, LOL, you're never seeing me again.
Yeah.
He responds and is like, okay, I respect her, or some shit like that. And then I guess he was sitting there fuming angry, which his friend did tell me that I guess he was hella hurt off of that I was like, oh, you're never going to see me again, like I'm not coming. He sends me this long ass text, like, you was the one that was on me, because I called him a loser. He was like, I don't see how I'm a loser.
Oh, but that hit him where it hurt.
Right. Like, that hit him where it hurt. So now I know, loser. But anyways, loser. So he's like, you were the one who wanted me. You're the one who told my homegirl that I was fine and blah, blah, blah. You're the one who did all that for me and set that stuff up and, asked if you was doing too much, because like, what are you talking about? And then this was the other thing that really rubbed me the wrong way. When I was out there to see him, I made a joke and I was like, so are you obsessed with me yet?
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to throw that in a text talking about some, you was the one asking me if I was obsessed with you. What? Like, what the, are you excited? Are you excited because you've never had a bad bitch before?
I was literally just about to say that. You could tell he ain't never really messed with a bad bitch. Like, he just hate, like, it's...
Because you're clocking every single
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. It's hard being a man's first bad bitch. It really is.
You're clocking every single thing and you're like, ooh, I'm so excited. She asked me if I was obsessed with her. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Exactly.
She set up a little something for me for Christmas.
You think you're eating with this text.
Right. You think you eating with this, but really you're just showing, first of all, you ain't never had a bitch treat you right because you over there thinking that I'm doing something crazy. I'm not doing nothing.
The bare minimum.
This the bare minimum for me. For me, it is like, for when I'm dating somebody, like I said, like, you know, I'll sit on this podcast and bash men all day, but at the end of the day, when I have a man, I treat him right.
And she cradling.
And I cradle him like a baby. Let him suck on my titty. No, just kidding. But anyway, so it was just absolutely bonkers and nuts and insane. And I feel so disrespected. And I'm honestly, my feelings are hurt because it's like, we really, like, we're getting along good. Like, our communication was hella good. Like, I did like him. But it's just like, bro, like you said, it's hard being a man's first bad bitch. Like, you over here deeply rooted in insecurity. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't even explain it. You're so deeply rooted in insecurity. Like, I can't fuck with you. Because I am not somebody who's rooted in insecurity. I am rooted in confidence.
Same. And it's hard. Like, it's literally exhausting having to reassure someone who's that extremely insecure.
Keep
consistently.
In mind, he is so fine, y'all. He is a gorgeous man. I am like, what are you so insecure? Like, I get it. Everybody has their insecurities, whatever the case may be. But, like, also, it's just like he also has a big ass ego. And I've told him, like, you know, like, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I like men who are calm and secure with who they are. Because when you are that man, you don't have to go around running to the rooftops. I'm that guy. I'm that guy. Yeah. I'm that guy. We going to see it.
Yeah.
You get
just
what
like,
I mean?
I don't say I'm cool, but you see it. I'm just a chill girl.
Like, I don't talk about being a realist, bitch.
I don't talk about being a realist, bitch, but you know what the vibes are.
But you know what it is. Like, exactly, though. Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you really were him, you wouldn't have to say you were Himothy.
That's facts, though. It really is.
But anyways, the story is going on. It just sucks because I did like him. My feelings got hurt with that raggedy-ass present. Yeah. And just even the way he talked to me, I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, all I said was you're getting too comfortable, and you are. Like, you need to step your game up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, any guy who dates me, I hate to say it, but, like, I have been very spoiled in relationships. Like, I'm not going to lie. And it's really true when they be like, oh, I'm going to make it harder for the next. Mm-hmm. Because they do. They make it harder for the next. Because it's like, when you've had somebody who's shown up for you in so many ways, like, emotionally, financially, who, like, a protector, like, all of these things, like, I'm expecting my next man to do the same thing, if not
supposed
more.
Supposed to be better, yeah.
Exactly.
Every relationship should get better and better and better.
Exactly.
Like, because if it's not, then I could have stayed with the last person I was with.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't want to sound like a brat or you know, like, not thankful or anything, but
I mean, you have an expectation. You have a standard set. So, I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with that standard being set. I think moving forward, though, if you were to get into an altercation again, or if someone brings you back to that level, you just need to, like, stop where you at and don't bring it any farther, you know? Because sometimes the reaction is worse than the initial problem, you know?
And so, it spiraled. Oh,
yeah,
and
that's
blocked
me. It spirals when it doesn't have to be. They'll be like, look, this move, like, we're not it for each other. That's it. Yeah. Moving forward, you don't have to talk to me crazy. I don't have to talk to you crazy. And I know that's easier said than done. Believe me, I'm a certified crash out at times as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get it for sure. But okay. It's like, there are times, like, I have gotten, like, I remember one time with this one therapist, she was just like, hang up.
Yeah.
Literally hang
up. Which
I
did hang up.
Yeah.
I did hang up. And then he freaking texted me. And I said, oh, you done brought the demon out.
Now you gotta.
Then he blocked me after that after saying some crazy stuff. But you know what? I have the text free app. So I texted his ass again. I said, yeah, you're going to have to block me. Like, I am a crash out. Why are you playing with me? Like, I really will do too much. And that's the other thing. Like, I'm hella petty, bro. Like, why are you making me do this? Like, I'm
hella petty. I'm like, we in the petty Olympics.
Oh, you want to talk about mama? It's like, that is literally me, bro. So I don't freaking know. It was just.
I mean, but that goes into your resolution of being, like, just more self-aware with yourself. And, like, what was it not dating? What was it? The first one?
The first one was, look, I already done forgot. That ain't happening.
Look, no, it was
just focused self. More on myself. Yes. And, like, not, you know, I don't know. I just need a break from the relationships. Like, you know, like. I think that he does want to work things out because my friend told me, and she told me that I guess he is going to come out here or something. And I said, well, if he comes out here, make sure he brings the materials, because that's also how I get down, bitch. Where's the apology at with the feet attached? Like, I don't want no cheap shit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no, you messed up. You said some low blow ass shit and now fix it. Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But even then, I don't even know if I would deal with the situation again, just because it's like, I see how you handle situations. Like, you need to see a therapist.
He was emotionally unintelligent, for sure.
And I told him, I said, you don't have control over your emotions. And to me, that is scary. Like, you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I also don't have control over my emotions when I'm to that certain point. We can't
both be crashing.
I literally
said that the other day. I literally said that. I was like, I don't want to literally be two fires, two flames with each other. Like, I need a nice, slow burn.
And here's my thing. Like, one, I'm not gonna lie. Every man that I have dated since I become single have made me appreciate my ex so much. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean,
I said, let's revisit that in 2025.
I know, and we're cool, like, whatever. But, like, I'm not trying to toot his horn, but, like, I need a man like that, like, who is going to be calm for me. What are you
me
doing?
Me too. I'm tired.
She's leaning her nose into the mic, y'all.
Yeah, I'm resting, because I'm like, shit.
What are you, a fucking flamingo? You're like, sorry, but
let's get into the social media question of the week. If you could sum up 2024 in one word, what would it be and why?
It was cool.
Cool.
You know where I got that from, right?
What?
It's some, if y'all know where that's from, comment below.
Astrovino or something?
No. Girl, bro, she's been bringing that lady up every day. She's like obsessed with her now. She's like, Astrovino eats bean dip. I'm like, what? Why do you know this? What are you talking about?
For You pages.
She done got too deep into the damn For You page, y'all. I'm crying. Sorry, that story was long and rambly, but I hope y'all appreciated the tea.
Look, eat it up. If I could sum up 2024 in one word, I should have thought about this. What would it be? Consistent.
Yes. Consistently not shit.
Just kidding. I don't know. I feel it was cool.
It was
fun. 2024 was a good year. 2024 was cool.
Everybody, here's what I also don't like. Everybody every year complains about their year. Are y'all ever going to have a good year? Like, I mean, everybody be like, it's my year. And at the end be like, this year consistent. Was hell. No, I'm not talking about you. Don't you see that everybody always complains about their year? Like, I made it through. It's like, damn, when do y'all have a good year? Because my year was aight.
I'm always confused when people be like, all right, I'm cutting all the fake friends off. How do y'all have so many fake friends every year? I've had the same friends for literally years. I don't got to cut nobody off.
Why do you keep making poor friend choices?
Yeah, like, I'm confused. How is there new friends to cut off every single year?
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't have nobody to cut off every freaking...
Sorry.
Get that shit the fuck out of here, bitch. Crashing out. No, yeah, I don't get that either. And then it's like, why wait?
Yeah.
Just cut them off today.
Cut them off today.
But why wait for the new year? Like, just cut them off when they start pissing you off. Like, it's just that easy. I hope I never lose any more friends.
Why? Because it's been it was hard for you?
I mean, like, you know, your early 20s, well, you're not really like me, but...
What?
Like, you have had the same friend. Well, I've had the same friends for years as well. But, like, you know, in your early 20s, you're learning, you're growing, you're seeing what kind of girls you like around you. And I've gone through some friendships before. So, like, I just, once you get mature, you know, like, you learn how to communicate with your friends. But,
yeah.
Early 20s was definitely a hard one. Definitely had to put my hands on a couple.
Yeah, no, I don't. If I got to hit you, if I got to beat you, I don't need you. No.
No, exactly.
But I'm lucky to be blessed with like my core group of friendships, but there are some friendships still that I like look at now sometimes, and I'd be like, not what is this serving me, but like
I look like a look at the shape of my that looks like
you look huge as
Why did
like
I just look
hella
big? That was really weird. Okay, anyway. So what was that angle, bro? I don't know what that was. Anyways, yeah.
I don't know. I'm like.
And then I did it again. Yeah, I'm thankful too. Like, I was just thinking about it the other day. I'm just so thankful for my friends, but mostly you. Fuck them. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, y'all, we're hella hungover.
Yeah, we are. Sorry, this is not dragging, but...
I don't think this is dragging.
No, I'm saying no, it's not dragging.
I'm actually having fun.
No, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was that? The social media question? Oh, and I said, I mean, honestly, this episode is literally just about, you know, going into the new year and what we loved from this year. So I said, faves of 2024, song, album. My favorite song...
Beyonce.
I was about to say something else, but also Beyonce. But my favorite album... I have two favorite albums, Mutt by Leon Thomas.
Yes.
And Beyonce, of course.
Bro, wasn't that hella funny last night when they were
Cowboy
like,
Carter?
When they were like, is that Leon Thomas?
Oh,
and it was that one guy that was like, that's
Leon Thomas.
I was
like, you don't even look like Leon Thomas.
Bro.
And then Shannon pointed out, and she would know, like, she put me on to Leon Thomas for sure. And I was like,
I said, girl, that is not
him. That is not him. That's just some random nigga.
I know who that is, actually. But
who is it?
This guy who does music.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny. He's an engineer. Oh, okay. He's like an engineer or something. But
yeah, and Two Hands to God was my favorite song off Beyonce's album.
Nobody asked.
Of the year. Nobody I listened asked. To it like
literally nobody asked.
And what was yours?
mine was damn, I don't know. I like Leon Thomas a lot, mm-hmm. though. I'm getting into him. He's good.
He's
so
really good.
Talented.
And
you know he was a Disney star?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's how, like, yeah, he was on the show with Ariana Grande and all of them. And what's the best moment? I feel like my best moment of 2024 was the live show. I really love that moment. I love all of my family coming together. I love all my friends. I love seeing all of you guys who came and supported us. And I'm excited for 2025 to be doing the same thing. What was your best moment?
I would say the live show. Mm-hmm. Definitely the live show. Like,
it was really a pivotal moment.
It was huge. Like, it really was. It was like, wow, like we really like brought these people together. Mm-hmm. And like, we love you guys so much. Also, I just wanted to talk about this. It's random, but since we're closing out the episode, bro, so why did me and Chai go to the movies the other day? We didn't even tell them about that.
Oh, yeah. That's what we did too.
We went to go see that movie, Baby Girl, with Nicole Kidman. It was terrible.
So awkward.
It was so awkward. Like, no shade, Nicole, but like, you should not have taken that role. Like, that shit was absolute garbage. I've never walked
she
out
about
of a
to
movie
listen to
theater
us and say that. She'd be like, you know what, you're
you
right.
You know she watched this. You know she watched the pod.
You know she watched the pod.
But no, for real. Like, actually, it was so cringy. We had mm-hmm. to leave, and then we went to go sneak into Wicked.
Yeah, and then we left there too, because we felt like we already had seen it in New York when we went to New York for Fashion
it
Week.
It was really. I actually would watch the movie. Like, once it comes out, I'm probably gonna like watch it on at home. But mm-hmm. we were just tired of being at the movies.
Yeah.
But can I tell you guys how smart I am? Because at the freaking movie theater, they didn't have the movie titles on the top of the theater.
For
how they
people
normally
like us,
do.
Because we could, we for sneaking
they swap
in the movie
in theaters.
Theaters,
right? But I am smart. So I saw these two girls. One was wearing pink. One was wearing green. And I was like, "Are you guys gonna go see Wicked?" And they were like, "Yeah." I was like, "Wait, what theater is it?" They're like, 11. And I was like,
"Thanks, lost my
mastermind,
ticket.
Mind mastermind. Of a master, mind of a master." So yeah, but the visuals were hella nice and mm-hmm. Wicked. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like that's why I do want to watch it. And they can really sing.
Yeah, they
like,
can
for
sing.
Real. Mm-hmm. So like I had just when I went to go see the Mufasa movie, they could sing too, but the songs just weren't hitting. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But the songs are hitting and Wicked because like we know the songs.
Yeah, and Ariana, and I heard she gave a phenomenal performance as well. Like
she
they both
so
did.
She was so skinny though, mm-hmm. bro. Ariana Grande.
She might have cancer, so you can't talk about it.
Really?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like remember with Chadwick Boseman?
True. I mean, I hope that she is okay, but she is very, very skinny. I don't know if she did that for the role or like what, but like we could see her ribs mm-hmm. through her chest, and then also
I miss being that size.
You ain't never been asked, Mom. You need to come to terms with that. No, but
miss my 12-year-old.
Also, I don't really respect Ariana Grande anymore after about like that thing, mm-hmm. you know, with the husband and her boyfriend.
And how she moves with men.
How she moves with men. She's not a girl's girl, and it really sucks because she has a beautiful voice. She's extremely talented, but like I ain't supporting no girl who
no hussy who's stealing men's
right. All right,
but before we get out, I wanted to like recap the year and like go over like some of the most viral moments and like if we haven't talked about them, our thoughts on them.
Okay,
so we did the Cat Williams the viral interview, and that was in January, like one thing a month. So the Cat Williams interview, that really did a bang for the new year. Maybe I don't feel like doing this. Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion drama in January. That was a big thing. Did we talk about that?
What?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't give a fuck about what happened in January of last year. It's about to be
February.
It's New Year's now.
It's like a recap. You know what's been crazy? I've been looking at stuff and I'm like, oh my God. I feel like.
I feel so good right now? Because my ibuprofen kicked in.
Oh, you took an ibuprofen? Why you didn't give me one?
I didn't think about it. Sorry.
That's very selfish.
You gave me BC powder yesterday.
Go into the
she
new
didn't even
year
have any Tylenol
selfish.
Or ibuprofen in her house. Gave me some damn powder, and she said she wouldn't even give me no water with it. She said, put it on your tongue.
I said, put it in your nose and snort it, actually. No, I'm just kidding. I said, put it on your tongue. I thought she had the bottle of water with her, so I'm just thinking she's going to like put it on her tongue and like chug it. And she's like, can I have the water too?
She's
I'm
not
like,
a good host.
Where are your feet at? Where are your legs be able to move?
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to host me like a nice woman. But apparently
I thought you
not.
Already had the water there. Want to end it off with advice?
Should we do an advice?
Yeah.
I did get a lot of advice, low-key. Do you have one that you want to do, or do you want me to
you can do one?
Okay, because A lot of y'all were actually DMing my real page. Advice for the paha. Oh,
DM the podcast page. We appreciate it,
but that.
No, we can't be too sure because we'd be asking for more.
This is four pages. All right, let me summarize it.
Summarize it.
I am about to summarize it. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I really can't read that right now. Like, I'm too hungover.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here's a nice short one. Advice. How do you get past your ex being with other people, going out and hooking up with people when you're still in love with them?
Your ex?
Your ex. I don't know what I do. I don't look. I don't look for stuff. I don't go on people's pages. I don't stalk. I don't try to find info that's going to hurt my feelings. So I would really say take that advice. I don't know what fascination humans have with hurting their own feelings, but I personally don't like doing it. So I would definitely say that.
I love to hurt my own feelings. Honestly, sometimes, I mean, you just take time. It honestly takes time. And, like, you see people, you see them hooking up with other people, doing those things. Sometimes they say the best way to get over one is to get under another. Mm-hmm. So if all else fails, then just go that route, baby girl. That's the worst advice ever. But I'm just saying,
use a condom. And that's it.
Be protected. That's how we bang into the new year.
Yeah. So, anyways, bye, guys.
We love you.